Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you joined us last week, you probably heard Mac McInvale join us. That is Jim Mattress Mac McInvale from Houston, the owner of Gallery Furniture, the man that the whole world was talking about because he put $10 million down on the Houston Astros to win the World Series. They did. You got $75 million, Mac. What's the first thing you did to celebrate? Did you go in the locker room?
First thing I did to celebrate was I sat there at least and watched the victory celebration. Then I walked out of the stadium and I took about 5,000 pictures with fans who were celebrating with me. So it was Friday night at Minute Maid Park on Saturday.
Houston is where my son Liam was born. And let me tell you, all of Houston loves Mattress Mac. Can you believe you've become a meme on the internet? There's one meme after another.
One meme after another. They never cease to amaze me, their creativity, and some of them with their vulgarness. But whatever, you got to roll with the punches.
You threw out the first pitch for Game 6 of the World Series. How did that feel?
That was the biggest upset since Ali beat Liston when I threw the pitch over the plate without bouncing it. So I was very nervous, but Craig Biggio said, throw it high, it'll come down. I did that, and it worked.
Did you see any of this, Kevin? I know you're watching the West
End. Oh, yeah. No, congratulations. It was fun to see you a part of all of it. I know you said you have gotten to know Dusty Baker, and what a moment for him to finally win his first World Series as a manager. What was it like celebrating with Dusty and just hearing from the skipper after his first World Series title?
Well, Dusty's a great guy, probably the best people person I've ever known in my life. And, such a deserving person. Worked so hard at baseball, but such a great job relating to the players. You know, Dusty's older than I am, so some of those players are 50, 52 years younger than him. Dusty still relates. Great guy, well-deserved world championship. So kudos to Dusty and his entire coaching staff and all the Astros front office that did a great job.
This is Mattress Mac. He had the good sense to put money down on the Astros way back. And when was that first bid? In May? The first bet?
The first bet was in late May or early June. I bet $3 million at Caesars Palace at 10-1 to win $30 million. And I bet $1 million with the Win Sports people at 12-1 to win $12 million. So that was $42 million. Then I bet some more along the road. So I ended up winning $75 million smackaroos.
Woo! That is something. In fact, that's never been done ever before, has it?
From what I know, it's the biggest legal sports betting win in history. I don't bet illegal bookies or offshore, so everything I bet is legal right here in the United States. And thanks to the good people in Louisiana, Nevada, Iowa, they're all going to be wiring that money in, and my bank account will be filled up by Wednesday.
What about next season, Mattress Mac? How you feeling about the Astros next season?
I think they have a good chance. You know, they got a good team. They got a good players. They got great pitching. Lots of young pitchers coming back. You know, Christian Valdez, Fromber, and all these guys are really young and they're really spectacular. So it should be an exciting year next year. We already started the promotion right now. It says you buy a mattress $3,000 or better for the next few days, and the Astros win in 2023, you get 200% of your money back. So somebody
come on, really?
Has a chance to get 200% of their money back now.
That's amazing. Okay, so this is what I found interesting. When Caesars had their company call, their earnings call on November 1st, the CEO of Caesars said, I think most of you are aware we've got a fairly high-profile liability out there with the Astros, so that'll be a swing factor in whether fourth quarter is positive as a whole. And then Penn Entertainment, they had their earnings call on November 3rd. They also brought up your name, like, root for the Phillies, because if Mattress Mac doesn't hit, we'll be profitable in Q4. So both of those places are saying they're either breaking even or maybe taking a hit based on your bet.
Well, both Caesars and Penn are willing to take big bets and gamble. A lot of these bookmakers want the best of everything, but both of those companies, Caesars and Penn, take big bets, and they may take a little hit in their fourth quarter earnings, but they earned my respect because they're willing to gamble and I gamble with both hands every day.
This is Mattress Mack. He owns Gallery Furniture in Houston, Texas. He gambled big on the Houston Astros, putting down $10 million, won $75 million over the weekend. And you said you'll get your $10 million back, and then a lot of that is going to your customers. How does that work?
Well, we have a promotion. As you buy a mattress, $3,000 or better, and the Astros win the World Series in 2022, you get your money back. So my wife is up here now writing out the checks and getting the credit card refunds ready for the customers. Over 7,000 customers will receive refunds, 3,000 more from Gallery Furniture because of this great win-it-all-get-it-all promotion.
That is just wild. And what about taxes? You got to pay taxes on that, Mac?
You know, we pay the sales tax. My accountants work it all out on the winnings since it's really business insurance is what it is for me.
Yeah. And that briefcase of cash that you were photographed with, was that really the winnings or that was just a promotional piece?
That was in 2017 when I won a bunch of money when the Astros beat the Dodgers there in the World Series. So I just got that photo out. My first tweet ever says, "How tweet T-W-E-E-T it is."
That was your first tweet ever? That's awesome. Well,
that I authored. They do a lot of them for me, but the first one I ever authored. So, and I had to tell the guy from Forbes today that my wife admitted that when she doesn't go to the game, she's too nervous. She watches them in her office streaming because she's had good luck doing that. She said when the guy from Philadelphia hit the home run to put him up 1-0, she promptly went in the bathroom and vomited. She's a little more nervous than me.
I can imagine. Well, she's a patient woman to put up with your betting. I appreciate you joining us on the Lisa Dent Show, and congratulations on the big win.
Lisa, always great to talk to you, and I love WG, and y'all have a great day.
Sam Rubin joins us next, first to check on weather and traffic with Gabe Salgado.